neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ask him. Right, so you take him out of Misraim. Why? Why? Why would he be worshipped?
The son, the father of Yosef.
That he's the father of Yosef?
Yeah, they liked Yosef.
Yes, but what would be so special about Yaakov Avinu Shalom that they would worship him? I'm sorry? Good. Yes.
The water comes up, that's why.
Okay, they know about this? It was on Misraim LA time? Misraim times? Yeah, you're right. But the main thing was about the lice. Yeah, the lice. But where would Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom would be buried? In Goshen. So Goshen, would lice would go there? No, so there would not be a problem. But they would have think that the reason that the lice did not come to Goshen is because Yaakov Avinu, and then he would be taken as a special power, like as an idol. So now, what would be a problem about this? No, he passed away already.
Still?
Yeah. Well, what's the problem? What do you care what people do? Did you tell them to worship you?
No.
No, so if you didn't tell them to worship you, so what's the problem?
But if you know something you could you do that is cause that, you're still liable.
Ah, so now we have a very powerful statement in the Gemara that if one misleads somebody, is worse than, God forbid, taking his life. And not only that, after 120 years, they would not let him, they would not give him a visa to come to the area that is Shekhinah. He would not be honored to see the Pnei Shekhinah. He says, Hamachtiyo, Yoter Mi'ogo. So that means if one causes that somebody will be misled, so then it's even worse than, God forbid, taking his life. Why? Because if you mislead somebody, you take this life and the life to come. But if somebody takes somebody's life, God forbid, it only takes his life at the present time. So
when you say misleading, this regarding any situation? Or
any situation, yeah. Yeah. So now here, the misleading. Yeah, that's what it exactly means. Yeah. So now he says, Yosef HaSadik says that. What did he say? What was the response of Yosef to his Abba?
I promise you.
Promise?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Said, okay.
Okay.
And then Abba said, "Promise me, and shall."
He says, I will do exactly as you say. What does that mean, I will do? What does that mean?
I listen to you. Whatever you say, I do.
Did he mean, I will do whatever you're asking me to do, or I will do exactly what you're going to do?
Exactly. I will do exactly what you
no, I mean for himself also. You understand?
Yeah.
What did he mean? So now here, it's a very keen point here, it's a delicate point here. He didn't just mean that I'm going to do for you whatever that you desire to do. I'm going to go do the same thing. That means, oh, what a good idea. See, many times to say what a good idea is not an easy thing to say. Why? Because the best idea is
your idea.
My idea. Your idea? No, I don't want your ideas.
My idea.
So Yehi Yosef HaTzadik says that I will do exactly what you ask me. That means I will also follow you whatever that you're going to do. See, we conclude our tefillah. It's a very interesting thing. It says, Tana David Yaz Zachor Tov. It says, Kol Hashoneh Alachot V'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Ha'olam V'Abba. What does Hashoneh means? One meaning of the Shoneh is V'shinanta, to learn, to study. What does Shinui means?
Change.
So here, Eliyahu is teaching us, Kol Hashoneh Halachot. But he says, Artikli Halachot, Ela Halichot. So what does it mean? If one is able to change his path, the way of his thinking, the way of his response, his action, the way that he sure this is the way. Kol hashoneh ale halichot muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba. That means he would consider another opinion. He say, oh, you know, maybe I'll try it. Maybe it's a good idea. But that's just a hard thing in life to do, because we are habited to do whatever we are comfortable with. But if somebody suggests, you know, how come you don't do this? Let's do it. Maybe it will help you. So here we see unbelievable thing, that when Abba is telling his son that, you know, I'd like you to do this, he says, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing too. But here, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah, so here we learn a very important thing, and that is we have to open our eyes that maybe there's a better way that we thought of. Maybe we should try whatever that we never tried of. Maybe our life will change 180 degrees. And that's what we have to consider.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.